Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. This week we have week 23 of a year of self-love journal. The affirmation for this week is, I have unlimited potential. I can be, do, or have anything I want. And that's one I think we should try to keep on repeat. Not even try. We should keep on repeat, because it's really about realizing your potential and stepping towards it, stepping into it. And so there's some questions that this week pushed us to reflect on, like, where are we most confident? Where do we have self-doubt? And so as I was thinking about, like, where do I feel most confident, most able to maybe access, I need to stop that maybe language and try language. Where can I most access that feeling of unlimited potential? It made me think about, if you've seen Wicked, at the end when Elphaba, you know, flies off and it's unlimited, right? That moment of just breaking free. And for her, it was realizing that what she thought she wanted in terms of, you know, meeting the wizard and going to Emerald City and all of these things wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. In fact, it was the opposite. And she had to figure out how to dream a dream for herself that was beyond what she had previously thought. So this idea of unlimited. I digress. So those of you who love musical theater or who love Wicked, you just went along with the ride. Those who don't, the point is, how can you think bigger for yourself in terms of what you have or do or what you can be in a way that has no constraints? And so when you think about where you feel most confident, it might be a place to lean in even more. And where you feel doubtful, a place that's like a growth edge for you. And so some of the questions were like, what times have you felt most confident? What are you most proud of? And so for me, the times where I feel most confident, honestly, are times where I'm engaging with people, where I'm talking with people. And I say that because it's not actually talking to people. And I've gotten more clear about this as I have moved through, I guess, life. I can talk to people. Clearly, this is what I'm doing here. I can do it. But I really prefer to be able to go back and forth with people. Last night, I did a graduation. It was like a scholarship recipient dinner for folks who had just graduated from high school or headed to college. And even in that keynote, I found ways to interact with the audience. And I realized that that's just part of what I do. That's where I feel most comfortable and confident, is when I'm like kind of vibing off of other people. So whether that's in an individual session or in a group setting or in like this keynote setting, I do better than when I am talking at people and can't like get a sense of what they're thinking. And not so much like, what are they thinking about me, but like, how are they hearing what I'm saying? I want to be able to ask questions real time. And that's part of why I love teaching, because it's that back and forth. I have never been the type of teacher where I just talk, pour information, and that's that. It's always some way that we're interacting or flipping the classroom so that they're coming and presenting and I'm able to ask them questions to engage them in the material. And so I was clear that that's where I'm most comfortable and confident, because comfortable and confident they don't always have to go together. But it made me realize that is why during COVID, when so much was on Zoom, I actually excelled. And people, I would do workshops on Zoom and I would be presenting, but I also would be paying attention to the chat, pulling people's comments in, sometimes typing responses if there was a break and someone else was presenting, or sometimes just pulling people's content in and making it real, making it live. And it was interesting because one company that I worked with, you know, really liked how I engaged the crowd. And so they thought that they could just get another company with facilitators to do the same thing, and quickly realize that what I do is actually something that not everyone can do. And I don't even know that I realized that. But this is like a professional facilitation company that they had used for other services. And they said maybe one person could do it even close to how I did it. And so I am confident. I am confident in those skills, the skills to be able to share information, answer questions real time, places where other people would be scared or kind of frozen by real time questions. I lean into that. And so that's clear for me. And this week and reflecting on like, where do I feel most confident helped to solidify that. And this piece around doubt is an interesting one because I think the doubt hangs out in a lot of ways similar to me talking to people, but it's in my written work. I'm very proud of my written work when it's done usually, but it's painful for me to do. And I'm doubtful of that in some ways. And that's, I say this hesitantly because I'm actually in the process of writing a book. And so I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the ideas. And I think this week reflection is coming in right on time because I am realizing that I don't doubt myself and my ability. I just have to step into the process, but I feel somewhat doubtful about, I guess I feel doubtful about the process. Yeah. Yeah. Of how I'm going to be able to get through the drudgery of writing. I know that once I can get things out, which I have to some extent, through the proposal process, I'll be able to mold it. So I'm working to remind myself that talking to people on paper is not that different from talking to people in real time. And I often tell my students, like, writing is talking, it's talking on paper. And so to not feel so stuck in that, but I realize that that is a place where I have some doubt. And I'm starting to just break down some of those walls in terms of not necessarily asking myself why I feel doubtful, but reminding myself what I'm capable of. So that's why this mantra, like, I have unlimited potential, is what I want to lean into. There might be doubts, there might be hesitations, there might be fears, and rather than dwell on those and analyze those, I'm moving forwards and towards what I want, which is to feel more confident in that process. I know I can do it. I've done it in the past. I'll do it again. It's just the process is a uncomfortable one for me. So that's a little bit of my reflections. I'm curious for you, where do you feel confident? Where do you feel doubtful? Did you engage in any of the exercises? So one of the exercises this week talked about, like, how can you practice confidence? What are the different ways that you can put it on and feel it in your body? Posture as a way to show confidence and see how that feels in your body. So whether it's like, you know, rolling your shoulders to make sure that you have that posture if you're in a chair. I was watching TikTok. There was this guy who, Harlan Cohen, who does a lot for college students. And he just had an A or B, and he had a student walking in to interview, very meek, kind of looking down, not really making eye contact or engagement, and sitting down and looking tentative, versus one walking into the room, smiling, engaging, confidently taking their seat and making eye contact with the interviewer. And he basically was inviting folks to say, like, what's different, A or B? And the B was about the confidence. So even if they didn't feel 100% like, I got this, they walked like they were confident. They sat like they were confident. And so what are the different ways that you can practice confidence and see how it feels in your body throughout this next week? And then this other exercise was around, like, loving yourself and thinking about, literally, what do you love about your appearance? And not in a, like, scrutinizing sort of like, oh, my thighs are too big or my ears are weird and criticizing yourself, but really, like, what do you like? So one of the things that I was thinking about is, you know, I know a lot of folks have, are doing what it's called, like, eyelashes and, you know, getting longer eyelashes. And I realized, you know, I really like my eyelashes. I'm lucky in a sense because they're a little bit longer, but I like them. And it's always been a part of myself that I've liked, even before eyelashes became, like, a thing. Not that people weren't doing it historically, but it's more common now. So, like, it could be the shape of your eyebrows. It could be the fact that you have long fingers, which makes playing piano or guitar or whatever else you do in life easier. It could be anything. So I don't want you to think, like, too traditional Western standard of beauty like, and just broaden that. Like, what do you like about yourself and your appearance? I think that there's a lot of ways that we can scrutinize ourselves and jump to criticizing our appearance. So spend some time loving on yourself and writing that like love letter, love list to yourself. So I hope I've gotten you thinking about how you're confident, how you're doubtful, and how you will step into unlimited potential for yourself. Share with me in the comments how things are going for you in this self-love journey. Thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have Tita spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.